Across multiple decades, the Son of Sam's name has resonated, serving as a haunting reminder of the impact of fear and the enigmatic nature of the human psyche. The story unfolds in the scorching summer of 1976 in crime-ridden New York City, on the brink of a financial crisis. As word of a serial killer at large started to circulate, the usually vibrant streets became eerily unsettling. The Son of Sam, later identified as a killer, targeted young women and couples at night using a .44 caliber revolver. Police were working tirelessly in the tense city to uncover any connections between the random attacks. The residents, particularly young women with long, dark hair, were filled with fear as the killer appeared to target a specific type. Fashion and behavior underwent a noticeable change due to this fear. The presence of an unseen menace caused a decrease in patrons at bars and nightclubs, resulting in a dimming of New York City's once vibrant nightlife. The Son of Sam was identified as David Berkowitz, a young man with a troubled past. His arrest was not due to exceptional detective work, but rather a string of fortunate events and mistakes made by Berkowitz. The police found him because he had parked near one of the crime scenes and received a ticket. The city felt a mix of relief and shock when he was arrested. Relief that the killings would end and shock at the ordinary person responsible. Berkowitz's trial became a global spectacle, capturing the attention of the media. He stated that a demon communicated with him via his neighbor's dog, instructing him to commit murder. The incomprehensible nature of his crimes was showcased in this story. Yet he eventually recanted these statements and confessed they were part of a hoax. The court sentenced him to multiple life sentences, ensuring he would never walk the streets of New York again. The legacy of the Son of Sam is complex. It is a tale of unfathomable sorrow and loss for the families affected by the tragedy. In New York, a dark period marked its history, characterized by fear reigning the streets and exposing the city's vulnerabilities when faced with pressure. Additionally, it resulted in the creation of new legislation such as the Son of Sam Law, aimed at preventing criminals from benefiting financially from their crimes. The New York Post had a significant involvement in the Son of Sam case due to its interaction with David Berkowitz, the killer. Throughout the Son of Sam murders in 1976 to 1977, Berkowitz sent creepy letters to the police and media, teasing them about his crimes and giving away exclusive details. The New York Post received a letter from Berkowitz on July 31, 1977, in which he referred to himself, A, for the first time. He included information in the letter about his offenses and admitted to being the shooter. The letter was pivotal in raising public awareness and pressuring law enforcement to catch the killer. A pivotal breakthrough in the case came when a witness mentioned spotting a man near one of the crime scenes. The police traced it back to a parking ticket given to a car that matched the witness's description. Berkowitz owned the car, and upon searching it, a rifle and a duffel bag filled with ammunition were discovered. This evidence, along with Berkowitz's strange letters and writings left at crime scenes, pointed to him as the Son of S killer. Berkowitz was apprehended by authorities on August 10, 1977, and subsequently confessed to the shootings. He claimed he was following the orders of a demon who communicated with him through his dog. Berkowitz admitted guilt for all the charges in 1978 and was sentenced to a long prison term. The Son of Sam case continues to be an influential subject in popular culture, inspiring various forms of media. It shows how enduringly captivating and terrifying these stories are. Even after many years, the name Son of Sam continues to evoke fear and unease, representing the hidden darkness in our lives.